Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Faith of Our Fathers.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries, we are also celebrating the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who adorned the sacred body of your church with the confession of holy martyrs, grant, we pray, that just as the glorious passion of St. Ignatius of Antioch, which we celebrate today, brought him eternal splendor, so it may be for us unending protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you, even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. Beloved, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. Look to him, that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord delivers me from all my fears. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed is the man who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, my friends, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we're celebrating the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, and he's one of our early church fathers because he died in the year 107. So think about that. That's a long time ago, you know? We really don't know much about his upbringing, like when he was born. We really don't know much about where he was born. According to tradition, he was basically a later convert to the faith. But yet another tradition says that in the Gospels, when Jesus took that child and put the child in the midst of the disciples and said, unless you become a child, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven, tradition says that child was St. Ignatius of Antioch. Now, if it really was, pretty cool. If it wasn't, oh, well, it's a good story anyway about being childlike. However, for St. Ignatius, what we do know comes later in his life, especially towards the end of his life. You see, he was the bishop of Antioch, which is in Syria. And again, too, the Catholic faith, you still had to kind of go in hiding. It was being persecuted. And it was discovered that he was a Christian. Basically, he was arrested. He refused to worship the false gods of Rome. And so he was being shipped off to Rome to face his execution. And that's where we really get to know him, because along the whole journey, now remember, there were no planes, trains, or automobiles at that time. Basically, he was just shipped in a cart to Rome, so it took quite a few months to get there from Antioch. But yet along the way, he wrote letters to the various churches, encouraging them to keep up the faith, encouraging them to spread the good news. And it was actually in his letters where he used basically the name Catholic, meaning universal, for the first time. That's how he described the faith, the Christian faith, as a Catholic faith, a universal faith of following in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have a lot of his letters yet to this day. In fact, for the Office of Readings, we were reading part of his letter. And what I love about his letters is that he told the people, don't stop me. Don't stop the soldiers. Let me go to Rome, because this is how I'm called to live the faith, to be a witness to the faith, to lay down my life for the faith. And in fact, in one part he writes, I am the wheat of Christ, ground by the teeth of beasts to become pure bread. Wow, that's a powerful image when you think about that. I am the wheat of Christ, ground by the teeth of beasts to become pure bread. Very beautiful. He wasn't afraid of suffering for the faith. He wasn't afraid of laying down his life for the faith, because he knew just as Jesus laid down his life for our salvation, so we should also lay down our lives for the sake of the gospel, for the church. And yet it is by the shedding of blood that became the seeds of the faith, that inspired other people to stand up for their faith, that inspired other people to enter into the faith, that inspired others to proclaim the faith. So what a beautiful witness of life, of faith that we have with St. Ignatius today. But also, too, it serves as a source of inspiration for all of us, especially in this crazy world that we live in, where society around us tells us not to live our faith, to be ashamed of our faith, to rather give up our faith and live solely for ourselves and for all the whims of this world today, this material world. Do what makes you happy. Do what gives you pleasure. Forget about God. You know, and yet how many times do we fall into what the world tells us to do? That we compromise our values, we compromise our beliefs so as not to go against the pressures of society. And so as we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith of St. Ignatius of Antioch, and let us ask him to pray for us, that every day we may be faithful defenders of our faith, and we will always show witness by our words and by our actions for the love of Jesus and the love of the gospel. I invite you now to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For Pope Francis, that our Lord will continue to give him strength to preach the good news to a troubled world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that like St. Ignatius of Antioch, we will proclaim the gospel of Christ even amid opposition, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all persecuted Christians who suffer and die for their faith, that through the intercession of St. Ignatius, they will receive eternal peace among the saints in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For worldwide acceptance of the culture of life, that hearts will be converted to an appreciation for and protection of all human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Donald Vorpal, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May this oblation and our homage be pleasing to you, O Lord, just as you accepted Saint Ignatius, the wheat of Christ, made pure bread through his martyrdom and passion. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance you grant firm resolve. And in their struggle the victory is yours, through Christ our Lord. Therefore all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration. And we with all the hosts of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring you to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. I am the wheat of Christ, to be ground by the teeth of beasts, that I may be found to be pure bread.
Thank you.
let us pray. May the heavenly bread we have received, O Lord, on the feast day of Saint Ignatius, renew us, we pray, and make us Christians in name and in deed, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Amen. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protector against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And our closing hymn will be the last verse of Faith of Our Fathers.
Faith of our fathers we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee to as love knows how, by kindly deeds and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.